Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. As you can see here, we've just made this Flash video full screen, but not truly full screen. We actually just told this Flash file to cover the entire screen and leave our content at the same size. Basically, don't scale it at all. Leave it as it is and fill in the rest with that background color from that Flash document. And this is a little bit of Flash video. We hit the off button. It resumes its normal state. Now, we're going to cover that method of making a Flash file full screen, and we're also going to cover the method where when you hit the on button, it's going to really come up the full screen and, you know, scale the content up and, you know, become a true full screen Flash. Now, we're going to do this using video and a normal Flash file here. I've got this gallery that I made a couple days ago. I've just kind of been tinkering around with in the past couple days. And that's what I'm going to use here. Now, just a quick side note, or a couple notes before we get going. Number one, that we are using ActionScript 3.0, so you're going to need Flash CS3 or CS4 to follow along with this. Also, in order for full screen to work, you need to make sure that you have the Flash player. I believe it's 9.2.0 or 9.0.2 or something like that installed. Your best bet is probably going to be to go to Adobe's website and download the newest Flash player, because that will be more than adequate. So let's get started with what we need to do. The first thing I'm going to do is, well, let me just show you my document. It's just a normal ActionScript 3.0 Flash document. 800 by 480 is the size, and I'm using the new CS4 default frames per second. That would be 24 frames per second. All right, I'm going to open up my timeline and just create a new layer beneath my ActionScript layer. Now, just this gallery, this can be any Flash file you want. So this is just here just simply as a sample. These other layers, they all just have to do with the gallery. You could start with just one layer here and you'd be fine. So I'm going to hit layer, and I'm going to double click and just name it on BTN. And I'm going to place some text on that layer. I'm going to grab my text tool, and I'm going to click down here. I'm going to type the word on in caps and slash. All right, perfect. Now, this text, if I look in my properties panel and I hit character, I can see that it is Verdana bold 14 point, and it is in fact white. It's exactly what I want. Close that up. I'm just going to hold down my alt key. If you're on a Mac, there'll be option. I'm going to click and drag this over to create a duplicate copy. I'm going to double click it and replace that with the word off. So there we go, we have our on and our off buttons. Now I want to convert these to button symbols, so I'm going to select the on, and I'm going to hit F8, and I'm going to name it BTN on. I'm going to make sure that the type is in fact a button, and I'm going to hit OK. Now before I forget, I'm going to look over to the properties panel, and I'm just going to give this an instance name of on underscore BTN. I'm going to do the same exact thing here with off. F8 to convert it to a symbol, BTN off. Just make sure you're using a button type, hit OK. And over here in the properties panel, oops, we're going to say off underscore BTN. All right, perfect. So now that we've done that, what we can do is start scripting. So I'm going to open up my timeline. I'm going to click that gray bar, open up my timeline, go to the ActionScript layer. Hit F9 to open up the actions panel. Now just ignore all this code. This is simply just collapsed code I have. You can see there it is. Just some collapsed code. All of that pertains to the gallery. None of it really is going to have much to do at all with our full screen, except for the fact that it is what's going to be displayed at full screen. So the first thing I want to do is say on underscore BTN dot add event listener, and this is a mouse event because we want to listen. I'm going to say mouse event dot click in all caps. So when somebody clicks on our on button, place a comma, and we're going to say on F. It's going to be the on function, close parenthesis, semicolon. I'm going to select this whole thing, and I'm going to copy it, move down a line, and paste it, and I'm going to change this to off button. And I'm going to change the function it triggers to off F. Now, before I go any further, I just want to come inside of our little symbols here. I'm going to double click on, and I'm going to move over to the hit state. Actually, I'm going to alt drag this over to the hit state. And I'm going to grab my rectangle tool, and I'm just going to draw a rectangle out over it, just so that's the whole entire hit state, to make it a little easier for people to just quickly reach over and click that button. I'm going to double click anywhere on my stage to get back to my root level, and I'm going to double click inside of off, alt drag the up frame over to the hit state, and I'm going to draw a rectangle out over that as well. Double click to get back to the root timeline, and there we go. Okay, so we just set up our two event listeners. If I hit F9, that are going to listen for either of these buttons getting clicked. And when they get clicked, they're going to trigger functions. Let's create those functions right now. The first one is going to be function on F. Open parenthesis, it is a, we're going to say event. Now you could type event, you could just leave it as E. We're going to leave it as E for this one. Or you know what, actually, we're going to go event because I believe that's what I have here in my gallery code. I'm going to quick double check that. Yes, I have the full word event, so you want to use that pretty well throughout. You don't want to really dance around and mess around with that too much, so we're going to say event mouse event. Close parenthesis, colon, void, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, up arrow key. Now before I do anything, I'm just going to duplicate this function. Command or Control C, hit enter return a couple times, and paste that guy in, and we're going to switch this function to off F. Okay, so now on F, we need to add a little bit of code. The code is pretty simple. We're basically going to talk to the stage, and we're going to say stage.displayState. So the display state of stage, space equals space, is going to be equal to stage display state. Okay, that's each of those words is a capital, first letter capital, dot, and we're just going to double click here on full screen. This little tooltip pops up, double click full screen, and place a semicolon at the end. Okay, now when the off button is selected, we're going to copy this entire line of code. Copy it, bring it down inside of the off function, and we're going to change full screen to just the word normal in all caps. Normal. There we go. And there we go. So when we press the on button, it's going to go to full screen. When we press the off button, it's going to resume normal display status. I'm going to close up the actions panel, and I'm going to save this file. Now, in order for this to work, we need to hook this up with an HTML file that allows it to go to full screen. If we were just to drop this into any old HTML file, it would not go to full screen right now. So what we need to do is either set Flash up to export a compatible HTML file, or go into Dreamweaver and do it ourselves. I'm going to show you how to do both ways, but we're going to end up settling with the Dreamweaver way just because I prefer working in Dreamweaver. I don't really like Flash doing everything for me. And if you know how to do it in Dreamweaver, you can just drag your Flash file into any page you're working on. You don't have to design your page around a Flash file. So if you want Flash to export an HTML file for you, let's say you don't have Dreamweaver, or you just want your site to be, you know, a full screen site and there's not going to be anything else on it, you may want Flash to export that HTML file. Go up here to the Properties panel, and select the profile edit button. So we're going to hit edit. And the publish settings dialog box opens up. Hit the HTML tab. And you want to go template, flash only, allow full screen. And that's it. Then when you're ready, you just publish this Flash movie by hitting the publish button. And you will not only have the SWF file in the same folder as this FLA file, but you also have an HTML file, which has this specific parameter allowing full screen set. So we are going to actually just save this. I'm going to hit Command, Enter, if you're on the Mac, that'd be Command, Return. For the PC, Control, Enter to export the SWF movie. So this essentially is taking this SWF movie and placing it out into our directory out there in Bridge. And you can see we have Flash full screen start and Flash full screen start.swf. Perfect. What I need to do now is hop over to Dreamweaver, where I will close this file, and matter of fact, I'm just going to delete all these files here within this folder. And you can see now we have this nice little blank folder, full screen with Flash. The first thing I'm going to do is right click on that folder and just hit new file. I'm going to name it index.html. I'm going to double click it, and I'm going to hit the page properties button down here in the properties panel to open up the page properties dialog box. We're just going to set the background color to this darkest gray right there. Hit OK. Wonderful. I'm going to give it a page title of full screen Flash video. All of this can be whatever you want. You can pick any background color or any page title you want. I'm just doing it because I don't really like to leave all those loose ends hanging out there. Okay, I'm going to flip back over to Bridge, and I'm going to drag this SWF file in. Drag it in and drop it in full screen with Flash. Drop it right on that folder icon. You can see it just sets right there in the folder next to the HTML file. Now I'm going to just click and drag it into my HTML file. It's going to ask me for some object tag accessibility attributes. I'm just going to hit OK, essentially ignoring them. And now I've got this nice SWF file. However, if I were to preview this in my browser right now, it would not go to full screen. It's because we need to allow a certain parameter. So if I select this Flash file, you can see in the properties panel we have a parameters button. Select that button and ignore the rest of these parameters. Just hit the plus button to add your own. The parameter we're adding is called allow full with a capital F, screen with a capital S. Allow full screen. Hit tab a couple times, and then in the value section, type true. Hit OK. And I'm going to save this, and F12 previews this in your browser of choice. You can see here we go. We've got our gallery. Now I'm going to hit the on button, and it appears to not be working. Probably a typo here somewhere. Let's check in Dreamweaver. I'm thinking maybe parameters. Yeah, look at that. Full screen. Full actually has two L's if you care to properly spell words. There we go. Allow full screen. Hit OK. I'm going to save this document. Hit F12 again. And this time, well, let's just bring an image up and hit on. And you can see that it raises this to full screen. We can hit escape to get out of full screen. Or we can just simply use our off button. Very nice. And the gallery, by the way, does work on full screen. You can see I just click to get back. And you can really navigate around and get around. So it's very, very nice. Let's get back into Flash now. What if I don't want my gallery to expand? What if this is just like a personal photography portfolio and I don't want my images to get stretched out huge? I don't want them to get distorted or anything like that. I don't want my gallery to scale, but I still want them to be viewed isolated from all the other junk somebody could have on their screen, whether or not the person has bright colors or whatever. I want to essentially set a background for my user to view my photos over. How do I do that? How do I not scale my Flash movie but still get full screen? Very easy. Let's go back into the AS layer. Hit F9 to open up the Actions panel. And you just want to add one little line of code. Right here above stage.displayState equals stage.displayState.fullscreen, we want to add stage.scaleMode space equals space stage scale mode mode, there we go, dot, in all caps, no, and you can see it brings us down here. We're not going to use no border. We're going to use no scale. So just double-click no scale, throw a semicolon on the end of that, and hit F9 to close up the Actions panel. Save this guy up. Hit Command, Return, Control, Enter to publish this SWF file. Okay, very nice. Let's quick hop over to Dreamweaver and open up Bridge on top of that. I'm going to drag that SWF file, drop it right on top of the folder. Because we have it linked up here in the HTML file, it's going to auto-update, and we do not have to go back into parameters. That still sits there. I'm going to hit OK, hit F12. It's going to ask us if we would like to save the changes. Sure thing. And now I can just, you know, select any photo, hit on, and you can see that this is significantly smaller because we haven't made this photo any bigger than it initially was. So we're not stretching this image out. It's not becoming pixelated, distorted in any way, shape, or form. But all that additional screen space that I have is just being filled with that dark gray. And by the way, that dark gray, what that is the background or the stage color right here that you set for your Flash file. So that's how we do it with a regular Flash SWF file. What happens if we add video? Well, if we add video, a couple things happen. Now, I'm not going to show you everything that happens for the sake of saving some time, but basically, if you make Flash video full screen, a whole lot of different things can happen. You can start playing around with it, but one of the things you're going to notice is, for instance, our on-off buttons, those will disappear. Matter of fact, in preparation for this Flash video, because Flash video moves around, changes colors a little bit, I'm going to select these two buttons, and I'm going to come over here to the display section of my properties panel. I'm going to set the blending mode to invert. What that's going to do here, as a matter of fact, if I just grab these guys and drag them around, you can see if I drop it on a lighter background, look at that, they become a darker color. That's pretty cool. If I take them to a very dark background, they automatically become lighter. So basically, if I set these over the bottom corner of our Flash video when I bring it in here, as that Flash video moves, becomes brighter or darker, our on-off controls will always ensure that they stay visible because they're always going to be the exact opposite of whatever color is going on behind them. So for the most part, they're going to be pretty highly visible. All right, I'm going to drag in some Flash video. I'm going to save this file real quick. I'm going to go back to Adobe Bridge, and I have a .flv file here, which I'm just simply going to drag and drop into my Flash file. It's going to open up the Import Flash Video dialog box right there, and it's saying, where is the video file? Well, it is in fact on my computer, and you know the path because I just dragged it in. None of this other stuff makes a difference here, or I should say, you don't want to do any of this other stuff. We just want to stick with files that are on the computer, and we want to load the external video with a playback component. That's an important one. You want to make sure you do that, because otherwise we're not going to be able to use one of the lines of code we're going to be using in a minute. So I'm going to hit next, and skin we will set to none. You can, however, pick a skin that has a full screen option, but that would take the fun out of what we're doing, so we're going to say no. We want to do this using ActionScript. Now finish video import, sure thing. Finish, now it's getting the metadata, and essentially what it's doing is placing a video component and linking it up with a file on our hard drive. So you can see here that we have this Flash video file right here, and if I select it, you can see it's an SWF, but it's an instance of FLV playback, and I can use the component inspector panel to make all kinds of changes. I can align it, all sorts of things. I can even click the source, select the little magnifying glass, and choose an entirely new video file. I don't want to do that, however. What I do want to do is, while I have this selected, is give this an instance name of my video, or my video clip. Let's just name it, just because. So my video clip. Now this, I really want to be on its own layer, so I'm going to right click and hit cut. I'm going to create a new layer below the on off button layer. I'm going to double click it and name it video. And I'm going to hit Control Shift or Command Shift V to paste that video back in place. Now, I'm going to go to my ActionScript layer. I'm going to hit F9. The first thing I'm going to do is get rid of this line of code, but I'm not going to delete it. I'm just going to select in front of it. I'm going to put two forward slashes before it. That comments out a line of code, rendering that line of code useless to the Flash SWF generator. It doesn't really compile that bit of code. It just sort of ignores it and says, all right, well, maybe you just had a comment there, which is essentially what it is. It's commenting that line out. Now, after this stage.display state equals stage display state dot full screen, I'm going to add one more line of code here, which is going to say my video clip. Remember, that's the instance name of our video. Dot full screen take over. Take and over each have their own capital letters. Space equals space, false. Now, basically what this is saying is, well, let me explain this. When you make a Flash file with video in it full screen, it just takes over the entire screen. I mean, even though it's sitting below our controls, it will not display the controls. It will grab your screen and turn it into its own thing. It displays video where it can, and anywhere where it can't, it just fills in with black. So it takes over your screen. We don't want to let it do that. We just want it to be the video that it is and sit there and let us watch it and let us control it with our controls. So we're going to specifically say full screen takeover, false, negative, not happening. Do not want you to do that. So that's what's happening there. I'm going to save this Flash file and command return control enter to export that SWF movie. Now, one thing we want to keep in mind, now that we have a Flash video going on here in our Flash file, which by the way, I'm going to quickly align. I'm going to select it, go window, align. Make sure to stage is pressed on, just align horizontal, align vertical. Now that we have Flash video going on here, I'm going to save it and re-export that align. As I was saying, now for the third time, because we have Flash video going on in here, we want to make sure we bring that Flash video into Dreamweaver as well as the SWF file. So I'm going to grab this FLV file and drop it on that folder. The reason we need to do that is because our SWF file still is only referencing that video. It has not been embedded in the SWF. I need to drag the updated SWF into there. Everything has been automatically updated. And let's hit F12 to preview it in the browser. Here's the video. I can hit the on button. Note how the on-off button is changing shades. I'm going to hit on, and here we go. We're in full screen. Lovely. And we still have our controls. I'm going to hit off, close it up, and head back to Flash. Now, again, what if I don't want it to become full screen? What if I just want to view this video in sort of like an isolation mode where it's just the correct size video, but everything around it has been covered with a dark gray or a black or the stage color of my choice? Well, I come in here to ActionScript, open that up, and simply uncomment this line of code, stage.scale mode. Now, it's important that this line of code sits above this line of code that tells the stage to go to full screen. Otherwise, it will scale, and it won't not scale. So we don't want it to scale, so we're going to place that, make sure it's just above that dot full screen bit of code, and we should be good. Hit F9, save this guy, command return control enter to export that SWF movie, close it up, go to Dreamweaver, open up Bridge on top of it, drag the SWF file in. Now, for the second time coming, because we already have the FLV in here, we only need to drag that SWF file in. You don't need to worry about re-dragging in the FLV file, just the SWF. Everything's automatically updated. Hit F12 to preview it in the browser. I'm going to hit the on button, and won't you look at that. The Flash video, sure as I thought, stays the same size, and it is just that stage dark gray color filled in around it. Lovely. So that is Flash full screen, Flash at full screen, I should say, and not only regular Flash files, but also any Flash video you may have. So that's really it for this one. That's how you create Flash, full screen Flash files that you can control right from within your SWF file, how you create them in Flash, and set the parameter, the security parameter, in Dreamweaver to allow full screen. That's it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. Thank you very much for watching, and please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com.